أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're now in the month of Jamad al-Thani and Jamad al-Akhir. And we find in this month both the commemoration of the death anniversary of Sayyidah Fatima and her birthday. So it's only appropriate that we look at the life of this phenomenal, awesome woman. For me, she's really, really important because when we started Q Fatima, it was in the name of Fatima. To me, she represents the link between prophethood and Imama. To me, she represents absolutely everything that a human being would want to strive for. And I'll reiterate, human being, not just women. So this week, in essence, will be all about her. And inshallah, we'll look at some of the great women in the Quran as well. And I'll start off with something that I talk about a lot. My favorite ayah in the Quran is ayah 11 of Surah Al-Tahrim, where Allah quotes the dua of Sayyida Asiya when she says, Rabbibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. My father used to repeat this ayah to me all the time, and he used to tell me, my child, draw your house in Jannah, design it. And I would draw this massive house with so many different components in it. I used to love reading, so obviously the library took a big part of this house, and when I used to show it to him, he used to say, my child, how will we pay for it? And that was a reflection that sat with me all my life. And literally, it would be through the manifestation of Iman in what we call Amilus Salihat. Those actions that put together broken bits, not only in ourselves, but those around us, and create an environment of goodness and righteousness. And the Prophet ﷺ reformed society by first addressing equality of human beings. In Surah Al-Hashr, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, Waja'alnakum sha'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu, Inna akramakum indallahi atkakum. O human beings, we have created you from one man and woman and created you into different communities and societies so that in this diversity you may recognize each other. But the most honored in the eyes of God is the one who is God conscious. And his first focus was the inequality that happened amongst genders. You know, in Surah Al-Taqwir, Allah says, وَإِذَا مَعُودَتُ سُعِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The day of judgment will be the day when the newborn female child will ask, for what sin was I killed? There was a custom amongst the Arabs to bury their daughters because they did not want to see their daughters being abused and used just as they used and abused women. So I'm going to take you through a scenario. Imagine a mom and she's got this beautiful baby girl. Imagine dad comes up and says, it's time to take her. And she says, no, a few more months, please. Imagine she comes back again a few months later and she says, please, a little bit longer. And he says, okay, but then there comes a day when he says, I'm sorry, but we have to bury her. We have to take her. Now, it was out of love, in essence, a skewed sort of love, but a love that meant that his daughter would not be abused. So imagine this baby, or imagine this child who is toddling, who is saying, mama and dada. And imagine that he takes this child to the village square or the town square where people are waiting and there's a hole. And she says, are we going to the fun fair? And then he takes her down in this hole and she says, are we going to play hide and seek? And then he climbs out and it is he who is throwing earth on her and she cries out, Baba. Imagine that scenario. That's what used to happen. The Prophet had to change this entire society who did acts like that, believing they were acts of love. It is in this environment that he stands every time Fatima al-Zahra walks in. It is in this environment that he introduces the personalities of Maryam, to whom an angel came to talk to. The personality of Asiya, who shook a person like Fir'aun. Khadija, who laid everything at his feet. And this phenomenal man taught that man and woman represented two forms of divine energy. They're the male and female elements of a single nafs. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 1, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human being, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatan wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. Be God conscious of he, of your Rabb, who created you from one soul, and from it created your partners. He taught that every aspect of the universe is distinguished by these two dimensions. Men and women are given different tools by Allah, but there is one common goal, and that is to reach their full potential. Now for this, there was a need for a role model. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. But there was also a need for a role model for a woman specifically. And here we find Sayyida Fatima. In Surah Ash-Shura, Surah 42, Ayah 23, he says, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا مَوَدَّةً فِي الْقُرْبَى. The Prophet is told to say, I do not ask for you any recompense for what I have done, except for mawadda, for the selfless love of those near me. There is no one nearer to him than Fatima al-Zahra. So let's ponder over this, and inshallah we will continue looking at this most awesome woman. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.